Today's Daf Maseches Yom Daf Chaf Beis. The opening Mishnah of our second parak describes the first service of the day in the Beis Hamikdash, which we just discussed, called the Trumas Adeshen. The ashes would be removed from the Mizbeach, from the daily Korbanos. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim, the rabbis of the time, initially assumed that due to the very early timing of this service, essentially while it was still night, or as the Gemara suggests alternatively, because it required the Kohanim to actually wake up during the middle of the night to go out and to perform the service, this would be an unpopular service for people to get involved in. Wouldn't be such excitement, there wouldn't be such demand. So he just said, first come, first serve. Literally, whoever gets there at the beginning is gonna have an opportunity. Only after they noticed the popularity of the service did they institute a lottery. And that was after the excitement got the better. The Kohan and the Mishnah describes became too competitive. Mishnah described that one coin pushed another coin off the ramp, causing him, Rachmana Litzlan, the coin broke his leg. This dangerous race was put to a stop. Instead, it's no longer as people are going to get injured. The lottery system was put in place instead, utilizing a process where the Kohanim would put out their fingers to avoid. This is the reason they did this. So the Gemara explains to avoid the counting the individuals themselves. So Gemara explains in today's daf a prohibition which we also discussed back on Brachos of Samach Beis. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf, Chav Gimel, quotes a harrowing tragedy from the Tosefta, when in the period before there was a lottery, and the Gemara goes on to explain that this story took place actually after the story of the Mishnah, the coin who broke his leg. Two Kohanim were racing up the ramp. One coin entered the four amma space of the other, and out of a seemingly momentary anger, the one coin who had got there first took out a knife and stabbed the other coin to death. If it wasn't shocking enough that a coin was so zealous and enthusiastic about the mitzvah service, he wanted so badly to do the service of the Beis Hamikdash to fulfill the word of Hashem, but completely distant and unaware that he was committing the sin, also commanded by Hashem, of murder, Rabbi Tzadok, who was in the Beis Hamikdash at that moment, he stood up and began to process and guide the people who were present. Everyone heard the father of the stabbed coin yell, "The knife is not tame, the knife is not impure, the man is still alive." The man being his son, the knife has not become tame, the mace, the knife has not become impure at the status of coming in contact with a corpse. This was the man's son, and he was focused on the knife's purity status. So Tosefta concludes that we see that generation was more strict in the area of Tumah and Tahar, in the area of purity and impurity laws, than in preventing the murder from happening. Rav Neventzel quotes his Rabbi, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and Neventzel quotes this in a few places in Shmos, page Shin Vav, and other places as well, preventing this. So he quotes Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who was the Mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva, who made a sharp point in the story. He said, this was the result. This result was horrible enough that people did not value human life enough. But even if it would be the opposite, had they valued human life just an inappropriate amount, just an appropriate amount of care, but not with extra caution, and where were they placing their strict rules? That would have been in the area of Tumah Tahara, the area of purity and impurity laws. That would trump any other value. So even the thought that any value could be higher than human life, that's problematic, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. You could follow every diktuk in the laws of Rotzeach as a mitzvah. Yeah, I follow the mitzvah. I follow the rules. I follow the details. But what's the hierarchy of values? What's ikar? What's tafel, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz? What's first and what's second? Unbelievable comment on this Gemara. And as we, Am Yisrael, reel in pain and search for a way to process the tragedy in Meron, of course, we're not Chas V'Shalom making a comparison between events. Yisrael Kedoshim and Tahorim. All we have are our broken hearts, tears, and our Torah HaKedosha. But a loss of life on such a scale truly shakes us to the core to ask, what does Hashem want us to take from here? What does Hashem want from us? One of my Rebbeim from HaKotel, who was trying to give some Divrei Chizik, Rav Reuven Terrigan, pointed out that the Rambam includes Hilchos Rotzeach. It's not just called the laws of murder. It's Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. It's both. To know and internalize how precious our lives are, and to do what we can to protect and sustain the lives of others. Judaism says, V'charta b'chaim. V'charta b'chaim. We choose life. We choose life. We choose to move forward. We choose life, we choose to upkeep life. May we recommit ourselves to this highest value and merit nechama for the families, B'soch Shar, Avelei Tzion, B'Yerushalayim.